What we want to speak about here is, we said to you, preservation of the Quran Sharif was done in the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Preservation of the Quran Sharif was not done, did not start in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. It started already in the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's go back to the initial days of Wahi, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remember, 40 years of age, Wahi, Nabuwah received, Wahi starts, Iqra, read. And like, so what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do, as Jibreel Alayhi Salam was relaying these beautiful ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would attempt to secure it, to have it mahfuz, protected. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would read as Jibreel Alayhi Salam was reading. Then the instruction came down, and this is in Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse number 16 to 17. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, la tuharrik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bih. Do not move your tongue therewith to make haste with it, in terms of, you understood that the passion to secure it, to preserve it is there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. Surely upon us rests the collecting thereof and the reciting thereof. The collection of the Quran Sharif, the preservation of the Quran Sharif, that's what it means. The preservation, jam'ahu, the preservation, the collection thereof. Wa qur'ana, and the reciting thereof. Remember in the beginning stages we said to you, qara'a yaqra'u Qur'anan. What does this mean? It means the recitation. Recitation. That which is read. Yeah, we from this particular verse of verse 16 and 17 of Surah Al-Qiyamah. Do not move your tongue with haste. We will make sure it's preserved. So, Allah subhanahu, this is another miracle. Jibreel alayhi salam would read, convey, relay the verses, and it is stored into Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart and preserved. And there was no better place to store the Quran Sharif, no safer place than the heart of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use extra and additional precaution, and he used to recite the Quran Sharif before Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan every year. And on that particular year where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to leave this temporary world, then he read it twice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read it twice. And for this, you can see Fathul Bari there, Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimullah is written under the Sahih Bukhari, Al-Bukhari, in the commentary there is written it. So together, see how much of precaution. Then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only teach the meanings of the Quran Sharif to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also instructed them and advised them, motivated them to commit its words to memory, to memorize the words as well. So understand, preservation already took place from the time of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said to you, people will come to you and say, so the Quran Sharif was not preserved in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it started Abu Bakr, no. It started in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu, and we'll give the proof here. You see, I was saying to you, currently our competitions are what? Mass iftars, this, that, the other dunyawi aspects, and you just give a nice, fancy, glittery Islamic title, and boom. You think you're doing dini work. You think you are excelling. That's not what you're supposed to be focusing on. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ It is in this that competitors should compete in. It is in this that competitors compete in. And prior to that, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah lays and shows you, lays down your imagination for you to say that, see, this is exactly where your goal is supposed to be. What is Jannah? The Jannah itself. Hadith al-Qudsi, Bukhari Sharif. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ فِي قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ What the eye is not seen, what the ear is not heard of, hasn't crossed the thought process of insan. But yet Allah presents to you verses as in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ Surely the righteous, they will be in total bliss. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَذُرُونَ They will be reclining. You, whilst you are reclining, living in this fantasy television world of yours, or even if it's on your cell phone, then do reclining. No. Sacrifice. Go in the musalla. Bow down, read 20 rakats of Taraweeh, read your compulsory, your farad, and engage in all of this, and then you will get Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. What is in store for you? It's all these scenes. You will be reclining, watching, enjoying the scenes. What a bountiful moment that will be. It will be recognized on your faces. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةً نَعِيمٌ You will notice the bliss of joy on their faces. You will see نَضْرَةً نَعِيمٌ The bliss of freshness, that glow is something else. You're enjoying that moment. We have to turn away from this, compete in this. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would compete with one another in this too, in memorizing the Quran Sharif. It is common that they would sacrifice mahar in, so you will say mahar now, 700 rands, 800 rands, minimum mahar. Hanafis, you have to pay it. And this year, together with that, the woman would put down, you must read so much of verses of Quran for me. Okay, you don't have money to fulfill all of this, then you must. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed a nikah with, in this, you can see the narration of Bukhari and Muslim. Firstly, the sahabiya radiallahu anha, you know that keenness, eagerness to be the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said, or someone had spoken on her behalf. And who was this year? Sahal ibn Sa'd bin As-Sa'idi radiallahu anhu. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, there is a female and she has gifted herself. She wants to be part of the Azwaj Mutahhara. She asked, what? They said, once, twice, thrice. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so one person noticed, and they said, okay, come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm ready to marry her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a question, hal indaka min shayin, do you have anything? He said, no. He said, go see for some, anything. Go and see for it. He couldn't find nothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, hal ma'aka min al-Qur'ani shayun, is there anything from the Quran Sharif that you know? He said, مَعِي سُورَةُ كَذَا وَسُورَةُ كَذَا I know this surah, I know this surah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِذْهَبْ فَقَدْ أَنْكَحْتُكَهَا بِمَا مَعَكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ I have really performed this nikah between the two of you because of what you have with you in the Quran Sharif. So this is what it is, the recitation of the Quran Sharif, to recite. So performed the nikah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. And Sahih Bukhari. Then there is another aspect to this. There's another hadith as well, which comes in Muslim for shorter reference. Hadith 1425. Intaliq faqad zawajtukaha fa'allimha min al-Quran. I've married her to you. you teach her something of the Quran Sharif. So this was common, mahar in this sense. Now, just we want to end off on this, inshallah. There is many proofs to show that in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Quran Sharif was not only committed to memory, but it was also written down. Committed to memory, that will give you one hadith now. And written down, also it was all together. Where's the proof for this, you may ask? So the proof for this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that when you're traveling, then don't take the Quran Sharif when you're going to the land of the enemies. This is narration of Bukhari Sharif. Naha ay yusafira bil Quran ila ardil adui. When you're traveling to the enemy's land, then do not carry the Quran Sharif because they will disrespect it and dishonor it. So it doesn't mean that you must, when you're traveling, you can't take the Quran Sharif. You must take it with, you can take it with. There's no problem in that. But here we just want to prove to you that at that time, the Quran Sharif was put together. It was put together. And there are many other proofs in this sense as well. Now, let's go to this particular point. It wasn't put in a book form like how you and I think it to be. Putting together, we must clarify, was it was written on the bark of a tree, on this. So then, that all together, that took place in the time of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But there's a beautiful narration which we want to share with you here. And amongst the Huffaz from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, there were many, and we won't be able to say all here, but Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, Talha radiallahu anhu, Sa'd radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Ra'isul Mufassirin, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu passed away on the first of Shawwal. On the first of Shawwal, Sayyiduna Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu had passed away on the first of Shawwal. In what year? The 43rd year. 43rd year of the Hijri calendar, 43 AH. So many others also memorized the Quran. But if you look in narrations, you will find this. And I haven't even said all is yet. 2 minutes to go. How much can we do in 2 minutes? Which we just have to give you a nutshell. Amr ibn Salima radiallahu anhu. He memorized the Quran Sharif just as caravans used to pass by. Then, like this, he memorized the Quran Sharif. Arabs in that time already, they were granted with excellent memory. They would not just memorize the lineage of their ancestors, but the lineage as well of the horses. This was the level that they understood, or the memory that Allah had blessed them with. So now when they accepted Islam, they would use this year to commit the verses of the Quran Sharif to memory. So Amr ibn Salima radiallahu anhu, and we'll do this at another time, inshallah, on another occasion. But just as the caravans would pass by, he would then memorize the Quran Sharif in this manner. And it was just amazing because the way he did it, he became one who was most, in terms of Quran Sharif, no one knew more Quran Sharif at that particular time in his tribe, in his nation at that time, than him. So they made him imam at that particular, on that particular, in those few years. And he says, at that time, he was a boy of 6 to 7 years of age. What can you say? 6 to 7 years of age. Memorize the Quran Sharif. We do have instances like this where of 6 to 7 years. But this was his. He had no inclination to the world. They say he didn't even have proper clothing to cover himself. He had a burda. This is Qasida burda. He had a burda to cover himself. وَكَانَتْ عَلَيَّ بُرْدَةٌ. See the narration of? You can see Bukhari, narration of Bukhari. وَكَانَ عَلَيَّ بُرْدَةٌ. He just had this shawl to cover himself. And one lady felt him sorry. And she said, he can't even... Can't our imam cover himself properly? And she purchased for him something. And just now, you know, like this is what you must do. I was speaking to my honorable beloved mother. I say this just for encouragement to others. That don't treat your Malawians like, you know, they're your slaves or those who are your employees. Or No. Look to see in their benefit as well. So my mother had said to me yesterday that just phone me before you come because we just want to go and get some things for the employee who is there from Malawi but has a lot of passion for Deen. And she said, my mother said, he must go and sit for itikaf. I'm buying for him all his. But even when he's sitting for itikaf, I want it to be such way it mustn't be that, you know, people must feel or he must have this. He must feel nice also. I'm buying him nice kurtas, all of this here. And I said, what an excellent idea. And this is something which we should look to do. You sat for itikaf how many years? Give your workers a chance, opportunity, and make them, give them the food, and let it not be that they go there and then they living off everyone else. That's another issue. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Independent and true to you. This is Markaz Sahaba News.